This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for April 2020. Our guest is Morgan Arntz, soil scientist, ecologist, environmental scientist, entrepreneur, and musician. She is currently a soil and crop sciences PhD student in the Lehman Lab at Cornell University, where her research focuses on fundamental soil biogeochemical research and ecological and agricultural systems. She is also the founder and chief science officer of the space and agricultural business startup Deep Space Ecology. Morgan is passionate about food security, ecosystem restoration, community development, environmental justice, space exploration, research, teaching, her family, and helping others. Morgan and her four siblings are fifth-generation musicians on her mother's side. And on her father's side, she and her siblings are sixth-generation musicians, continuing their family musical legacy. They play the violin, flute, piccolo, clarinet, oboe, tenor saxophone, and piano. Welcome to our radio show, Morgan.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Frank.
Morgan, where were you born? What are your parents' names, and where were you raised?
Well, I was born on October 15th, 1994, to Becky and Lee Irons in Richland, Washington, but I grew up in Yorktown, Virginia. I lived in Yorktown from 1999 to 2013 before going off to college.
When did you begin studying the violin, and who was your violin teacher?
I began studying the violin in the third grade with you, Dr. Frank. I continued studying for 5 years and played in your student concerts twice a year. In the concerts, I played solos with piano, chamber music with three of my older siblings, and in chamber orchestra. We also played in the youth orchestra of Colonial Virginia that my parents started. My siblings and I also used our music skills to play in chamber music together in church.
Do you enjoy singing?
I've always loved to sing, especially opera. I was part of the chorus at church, and in high school, I was part of the women's choir as well as the select choir.
In elementary, middle school, and high school, did you do well in math and science?
I did very well in my math and science classes, as well as all of my other classes. In elementary school, I was a year ahead in math. For my science classes, I was really fascinated about how the natural physical world works, so I sucked up all the knowledge I could. Well, my mom is a teacher, and my dad is an engineer and a physicist. Both of my parents instilled my siblings and I the need to work hard and do our best in all that we do, especially in academics. My mom inspired me to always seek out more knowledge and to always respect the people who bring that knowledge forward, the teachers in my life. I would say that my dad inspired me the most in the STEM-specific fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. Whenever I had a question on my school assignments, he would sit down with me and we would have a conversation, not giving me the answer, but allowing me to work my way to the solution or a potential solution. I really appreciate those conversations with him because they helped me develop my critical thinking skills. Even today as a PhD student, I still call my dad to have a conversation when I have a mind block.
Were there any teachers that inspired you in middle school or high school, Morgan?
The teacher whom I believe had the largest influence on where I am today in my school, my science and research is Mr. Morrison, my eighth grade science teacher at Grafton Middle School. He got me involved in the Science Bowl team, the Old Dominion University's Marine Technology Program, and the Virginia Department of Forestry's 2009 Forestry Camp. Mr. Morrison's support and encouragement in pursuing science lit a fire in me to go beyond school and start my own projects. For example, my experience with the Virginia Department of Forestry led me to being named the Duke University Tree Campus Ambassador from 2013 to 2017, in which I was in charge of engaging students in tree planting projects I helped organize in the Durham, North Carolina community, where Duke University is located. I would not have had that opportunity if not for Mr. Morrison encouraging me to get involved in real-world science and industry.
Were there any challenges in elementary school or middle school?
In elementary school, I did experience some bullying, mostly for my red hair and being academically focused. I got through it with the help of some great friends, though. In middle school, I had some medical issues with a non-cancerous tumor, or an osteoid osteoma, which was in my tibia bone of my left leg. This tumor led to me having multiple surgeries on my leg and ultimately resulting in my bone needing to be held together with an external fixator device. I ended up being in a wheelchair for almost a year with an additional half a year of recovery on crutches and slowly learning to walk again.
Morgan, how did studying the violin help you in school?
Studying the violin taught me discipline and good work ethic at an early age. I needed to practice and put the time into learning the material to excel. And by excelling, I could create something beautiful and worthwhile. Classical music also helps me focus and concentrate on my studies. This has been true from elementary school to the present day. I have a Spotify playlist of just classical violin music that I play in the lab when I am working.
At Duke University, what was your major and minor in? Did you receive an academic scholarship? And were you in the work-study program?
I went to Duke University for my undergraduate degree from 2013 to 2017. I ultimately received my two Bachelor of Science degrees in Environmental Science and Policy and Biology. I also received a minor in Chemistry, completed the pre-medicine track, and graduated with double honors. For each of the 4 years I attended Duke, I received several academic scholarships. For my work study, I was a student lab assistant in the Willis Lab working on yellow monkey flower research. I was also an advanced technology operator for the Duke Shared Materials Instrumentation Facility, working with electron microscopy, with which I had experience through an internship I had at National Languages back in high school.
Morgan, were there any professors who inspired you?
At Duke, three professors come to mind immediately. Dr. Jim Heffernan and Dr. Daniel Richter of the Nicholas School of the Environment, and Dr. Justin Wright of the Biology Department. All three were graduate professors, and all three helped me with my undergraduate research on the development of closed ecological systems for space habitation.
Morgan, when did you start your space industry company?
I started Deep Space Ecology in May of 2016, which was at the end of my third year as an undergraduate at Duke University. Deep Space Ecology is a company that works towards solving the challenges of food security and the problems of human sustainability in the deep spaces of Earth, the Moon, Mars, and beyond.
Did you receive any honors and awards while you were a student at Duke University?
While at Duke, I was a Cardea Fellow for 4 years and a Dean Summer Research Fellow in 2016, which provided me with a research grant. Also in 2016, I received the Best Overall Conference Presentation Award at the New Worlds Conference. In 2017, I was named a Human of the Year by Vice Motherboard Media for my research in closed ecological systems for Earth and space environments. That same year, I was invited to be a speaker at TEDx Duke, a speaker at ACC Meeting of the Minds, a speaker at Duke's Visible Thinking, and a speaker for the Cardea Fellows Induction Ceremony for the new class of fellows. After I graduated from Duke, I took a gap year. During that gap year, I was honored to be a Brooke Owens Fellow in 2017, the recipient of the Student Outreach Award from the Research Triangle Nanotechnology Network, an invited speaker at a good amount of space conferences, and the awardee of an official U.S. patent in 2018 for my, quote, ecological system model for a self-sustaining and resilient human habitation on the Moon and Mars and for food security and climate change mitigation anywhere on Earth.
Morgan, please share with us your PhD work at Cornell University.
Today, I am a second-year soil and crop sciences PhD student at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, working in Dr. Johannes Lehmann's lab. My major degree for my PhD will be in soil science. My minor degrees for my PhD will be in agronomy and microbiology. I will hopefully be graduating in May of 2023. My research focuses on microbial and organomineral stabilization mechanisms in soil aggregates and their contribution to the persistence and long-term sequestration of soil organic matter and carbon. In other words, I am working on soil fertility and understanding biogeochemical cycles, such as the carbon cycle. I am very passionate about how we can restore degraded soils and landscapes so that they may support resilient, sustainable ecosystems again.
At Cornell University, what honors and awards have you received?
At Cornell, I have had the honor to be an invited expert at NASA's Centennial Challenges Starhab Ideation Workshop, the recipient of a 2019 Norfolk Institute Research Fellowship, the recipient of the 2019 Ken Susan Memorial Spaceflight Award from the American Society for Gravitational and Space Research, and an invited speaker at national and international conferences such as Viva Technology in Paris, France in 2019, and the Dublin Tech Summit in Ireland this year.
Morgan, please share with us a part of your PhD dissertation work.
So, part of my PhD dissertation is to understand the relative effects of gravity on the biogeochemical and microbial mechanisms involved in soil aggregation, or how soil particles clump together. To study this, I will be sending two soil microbiome experiments to space. One of the experiments will be on a Blue Origin New Shepard rocket launch, and the other will be on the International Space Station. I am also working with some teachers who are interested in getting their students involved in the research that I'm doing. We are developing lesson plans and having Skype calls with their classes to get students excited about soil science, space, and agriculture. I really, really enjoy talking with students of all ages. This journey, it has definitely been a journey to get to this point, with successes and joyful moments, but also proposal rejections, delays, rewriting, and more rewriting, all-nighters. But the work has been worth it, because I am doing what I love. My goal in life is to help restore and conserve natural environments on Earth and help in food security efforts on Earth and in space. I want people to live in safe and healthy environments no matter where they are.
Thank you, Morgan Arnes, for sharing your important work as a soil scientist, ecologist, environmental scientist, entrepreneur, teacher, and musician with our radio show audience.